walking across the quadrangle of this campus. One day, she waved and said, "Hello, Steve." And I thought to myself, I remember her. She was in class. Now, she, I think, denies this, but I remember that vividly. And I thought, I need to call her and take her out for a date.
I don't remember doing that at all. There was one phone in the entire dorm that held 100 girls, and they came over a loudspeaker that you had a phone call, and he was calling for a date to go to prayer meeting. So I felt that even though I never wanted to date a preacher, that he might be safe if all we were doing was going to be a friend.
My mother had said, you should never tell a woman you love her unless you really do. That's an awful thing that men do, she said. And so I really wasn't certain.
So was she the first person you said I love you to?
She was the first person and the only person that I've ever said I love you to.
He proposed the end of our junior year. So if you were going to graduate school, you had to start thinking about, and the girl that was my maid of honor was going to Yale, and she wanted me to go with her because they had a maternal and child health master's program then, one of the few schools that did. And I just told him, I said, what are your plans? I think I may go work on my master's at Yale.
And I thought, wow, who's going to put me through school? Her father wondered if I ever would get a job. I went to school between seminary and the University of Chicago about 7 years. That was a puzzling thing to him. So I probably had some selfish parts of that. Wow, you know, I need a partner that can go with me along this trail. And we did. Don't regret it, I don't think.
No.
Nope.
So what would you have done? Would you have waited for him? Would you gone to Yale?
If he had, after 2.5 years, hadn't made up his mind yet, I'd have probably figured I might as well go on to Yale and look for a doctor.
Yeah, he'd probably be married to some fancy doctor up in New England right now.
Now you ask if we ever had a real adjustment. There was only one time I remember we really got into it, and it was because at 10 o'clock, all the couples without children got together because the men studied or whoever that was in class, and then we kind of had a refreshment time. So my night to have everyone, I baked a pecan pie, and I hid it, and I went to work, and when I got home, he had eaten the whole thing.
My mother was not a good cook. I could not imagine that someone made pies like that, but that was a wonderful pie, and I just couldn't stop eating, and I was studying, and in terms of tension, that was a tense time, I think, for us.
Because I had nothing to serve, so we had popcorn.
She has been faithful. A great mom and a good companion. And we had wonderful times.